One. Seven things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Revens and this is the Standout 7 Ireland edition.
In the next 7 minutes or so, we look back on a week that saw the death of cervical cancer campaigner Vicky Phelan, apologies from the Spirit in Order after a new documentary uncovered horrific abuse, the G20 holding its breath as a rogue missile hit Poland, and Donald Trump stepping back into the ring for 2024. This is the Standout 7 from the Smart 7 Ireland edition, and don't forget to hit the follow button to get daily updates at 7 a.m. As COP27 continued in Egypt, world leaders gathered in Indonesia for the G20 summit. Before the main event got underway, the US and China held their own talks. It was Joe Biden's first face-to-face meeting with Xi Jinping since becoming president, and it seemed to go well, with both sides keen to accentuate the positives and avoid any prospect of a new Cold War. The US president did acknowledge their frosty relationship.
As the leaders of our two nations, we share responsibility, in my view, to show that China and the United States can manage our differences and to find ways to work together on urgent global issues that require our mutual cooperation.
It was Russia's invasion of Ukraine that was at the top of the G20 agenda. Notable by his absence was Russian President Vladimir Putin, who was represented by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Day one of the summit was addressed by Ukrainian President Zelensky, who called for the war to be stopped but not frozen, asking instead for Russian withdrawal from Ukrainian territory.
Ukraine should not be offered to conclude compromises with its conscience, sovereignty, territory and independence. And if Russia says it supposedly wants to end this war, let it prove it with actions. Apparently, one cannot trust Russia's word.
Zelensky also tried to appeal to China's President Xi, speaking of Russia's crazy threats of nuclear weapons and pointedly thanking the G12 for their support. As the meeting went on, Russia launched fresh cruise missile attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure and knocked out more power and water facilities. And Minister Lavrov sounded pretty unrepentant about it too.
Yes, there is a war going on in Ukraine, a hybrid war that the West has unleashed, a war which the West has been preparing for years. Starting from the moment it supported the coming of government in a coup d'etat of clearly racist, neo-Nazi forces.
Things took a sharp turn on Tuesday evening, however, after a rogue missile hit a Polish village, killing two people, with fears that the war in Ukraine could spill across the border. But global concerns eased as it emerged that it was likely a Ukrainian anti-aircraft missile that went astray. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that Moscow, not Kyiv, was ultimately to blame.
Our preliminary analysis suggests that the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile. But let me be clear. This is not Ukraine's fault.
And UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace explains why this happened in the first place.
And the obvious point that, you know, missiles were flying around yesterday because Russia was firing over 80 missiles into Ukraine, hitting civilian locations. And, you know, that is because of Russia's direct aggression on that stage.
The row between Russia and Ireland over the war in Ukraine deepened on Thursday as the Russian ambassador was summoned to a meeting at the Department of Foreign Affairs. It follows Russia's announcement of sanctions on more than 50 Irish officials and politicians, including Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. The measure means that all 52 on the list are prohibited from travelling to Russia, and the reason given by the Russian Foreign Ministry was Ireland's support for sanctions against Russia, and because Ireland is conducting, in their words, an aggressive anti-Russian propaganda campaign. There's an ongoing discussion in government circles as to whether Ambassador Filatov should be expelled, and Micheál Martin strongly condemned Russia's actions on Thursday.
It's not the norm in a diplomatic situation to be really essentially engaging in propaganda, a form of hybrid warfare. This is part of Russia's misinformation campaign, and we will not be deflected from our stance of solidarity with the Ukrainian people or opposition to an immoral and illegal war against the Ukrainian people.
Gardaí have urged survivors of abuse in Spirit in schools to come forward if they suffered at the hands of teachers or staff. It follows an RTÉ radio documentary that revealed the Spirit in Order have paid out over 5 million in claims since 2004, and it's estimated that there were at least 233 survivors who suffered abuse at the hands of over 70 members of the Spirit in schools, including Blackrock College. Most of those accused are no longer alive. Victim Corey McMahon spoke on Wednesday at a press conference beside six other survivors of abuse.
Picture a 12-year-old child that you know. That was the shape of us. I was abused at 12. I told my story, and one of the things that came out of it for me was that I had really lost my faith.
The Spirit in Order has apologised and is looking to begin an independent restorative process. And Provincial of the Congregation of the Holy Spirit, Father Martin Kelly, acknowledged that they failed to act promptly and wanted to assure people that there are appropriate policies and procedures in place in their schools.
On behalf of the Spirit in Congregation in Ireland, I want to express my deepest and most sincere sorrow to every person who was abused. What was done to you as innocent children was cruel and indefensible, and we Spiritans are ashamed of this.
Cervical cancer campaigner Vicky Phelan has died. She was just 48 years old and first came into the public eye in 2018 when she spoke outside the High Court after she settled a case against a US laboratory who had provided the wrong result for a smear test. She was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2014 and had treatment, but the cancer returned in 2017 when she was given just 6 months to live. She successfully led the campaign to get a full investigation into Cervical Check and continued to campaign to raise awareness and encourage more women to get a smear test. Tributes came from the President Michael D. Higgins, the head of Cervical Check Investigation Dr. Gabriel Scally, and fellow campaigner Charlie Bird. Taoiseach Micheál Martin paid tribute to her fighting spirit.
Certainly an icon for many and would not be silenced, but was very anxious to campaign for others, even though she was quite ill herself. And again, that generosity and selfless spirit is something that people appreciated. It is very, very sad.
She was recognised with an honorary PhD from the University of Limerick, and her memoir, Overcoming, was a bestseller. She read an excerpt on one of her many Late Late Show appearances. Rest in peace, Vicky.
My dying wish will be for the women of Ireland that because of what has happened in this past year, maybe my last year on earth, they will be able to trust that their lives are in safe hands, that they will be minded and cared for at their most vulnerable, and that everything will be done to give them the lives they deserve, the time they deserve, with the people they love and who love them.
Still to come the Smart 7 Ireland edition, NASA head back to the moon, and there's good news for the Magic Mike fan in your life. Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome back.
On June 16, 2015, Donald Trump descended his golden escalator at Trump Tower and announced his intention to run for president of the USA. The moment has led to 7 years of madness in American politics, with MAGA, the January 6th riots, and now a red wave that never happened in the midterm elections. Tuesday night saw the twice impeached former president announce his run as candidate for Republican president nomination in 2024 from the ballroom of his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida. The Donald was on top form as he spoke about making America great again.
This is our country, our government, and the carters of power, they're our carters. They're not their carters. These are our carters. And we are coming to take those carters back. Yeah.
There may be a fuel crisis for some, but it's not stopping NASA shooting for the stars, or the moon more specifically. After months of speculation and fear that the mission may be doomed, the $4 billion Artemis 1 rocket launched on a 25-day journey around the moon. The world's most powerful rocket took off from the Kennedy Space Station in Florida after NASA engineers recovered from two earlier attempts at liftoff. Shaun the Sheep and Snoopy will be replacing humans to make the voyage, with NASA confirming the cuddly mascots are on board the Artemis 1 as it launched.
7, 6, 5, four stage engine start. 3, 2, 1, boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Spare a thought for the Magic Mike fan in your life. It's been 7 long years since the modestly titled Magic Mike XXL, and all they've had to comfort them in the meantime is the long-running West End show. Now, in a weird coincidence, the new Magic Mike movie, Magic Mike's Last Dance, heads to London, where they're putting on a stage show. What are the chances? Anyway, to answer your main questions, is Channing Tatum in it? Yes. Does he spend a lot of time topless? Yes. And does it hit cinemas next year? Yes.
I'm going to put on a show at this famous theater.
People are numb, disconnected. We're going to wake them up with a wave of passion they've never felt before.
Hell yeah.
Without further ado, I give you the visionary artist, Magic Mike.
So.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back Monday morning at 7 a.m. Have yourselves a great weekend.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.